Praise the Lord. Amen. It's all right. You can come up to Darwin. Praise God. Well, once again, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. You know, sometimes God sends a man somewhere not to go and minister, but to be ministered to. I feel like that when I come here. And it's great to be with great men and women of God. Amen. And, you know, sometimes we take people for granted. But it's actually nice to be around good company. Amen. And it's a delight to be with a brother and sister Downs, senior bishop. And we really enjoyed our time there. And I hope that, you know, that we will go back and some anointing will fall on us and from just being around them. Amen. Praise God. And you have a great church and you have great leaders. Let me say that again. You have a great church and you have a great leaders. Amen. Just clap unto the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. You know, being raised up in Sydney for 20 years in the church in Sydney, I look up to the church in Canberra. I see the church here in Calvary Chapel as a very solid church, a very solid church. And, you know, the church is not made up of just Brother Downs and Sister Downs, but it's made up of you people that are pillars of the church. Amen. Holding the church. And they are only as good as what you are. Amen. And I thank God. I thank God for you people. And I thank God for you holding up the thoughts of the truth of the gospel of Jesus in this capital city of Australia. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9, if you can turn there. I'm enjoying the weather. Brother Down said it's very, very humid and very hot. I can understand that. He just came back from America with 12 degrees. I don't know if I'll ever live there. Minus 12 degrees. Actually, that's what they told us. And snowing, it's great to have some break from the heat in Darwin. You know, sometimes people friends from America complain about the snow and stuff like that. I said, man, I wish I can come there just for a few days, just to cool off from this heat. Matthew chapter 9. Go there. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you have a Bible? Yes. Amen. We'll be lost without the Bible today. Hallelujah. And you know, in some churches, they don't even read the Bible. But we need to thank God that we still look to the Bible. Amen. As a source of direction and foundation. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it's easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Amen. Second Peter, if you can just go there. I tend to read a lot of scriptures sometimes. So if you don't hear from what I'm going to say, you can just take it from the scriptures. Amen. Verse, maybe you will take it back to the verse 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Hey, there's always going to be scoffers. Amen? Doesn't matter how good you do your stuff, there's always going to be mockers and scoffers. Walking after their own lust. Verse 4, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. I want to minister to us tonight on the thought, God's greatest miracle. God's greatest miracle. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again, Lord God, for being in your house, bringing us safely here. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you for your people. Once again, we thank you for your word, your spirit. Minister to us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We serve a big God tonight. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is so big. He's omnipresent. He is omnipotent. And he is omniscient. Amen. Can I hear amen this tonight? Amen. He's a big God. Hallelujah. And sometimes if we can only grasp how big this God is, we'll do wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. He is so big that your mind cannot fathom how big he is. He is so big that you can search him and you think that you have found him until you arrive at that place and find out that he's still so big. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is omnipotent. He is all powerful. There is no power that is greater than the power of this God that we serve. Amen. Amen. There's no power in heaven, under the earth, or wherever. There's no spirit, there's no man, there's no being, there's no government, there's no nuclear force, or there's no other power out there that is bigger and stronger than the power of our God. Amen. He is omnipotent. Praise God. All powerful. Nothing comes close to it. It's powerful than Batman and Superman, Hulk, all those other Hollywood powerful people. He's all-knowing. He knows all things. He knows our hearts. He knows the intents of our hearts. Amen. Our down seatings and our pricings. And even knows what we are thinking of right now. That after this service, I'm going to go to McDonald's. He is everywhere at the same time. Omnipresent. Psalms 139 explains it better. It says, where can I flee from thy presence? Where can I go? Where you are not, God. You are everywhere. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I go down to the deepest parts of the ocean, your hand can reach out there. Hallelujah. There is nowhere you can go where God is not. Amen. Because everything else is inside of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the God that we serve tonight. He is so big. And if we can only open our minds and our understanding to see how big and powerful this God is, a lot of things can be accomplished. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If 7 billion people today pray at the same time, He can hear our prayers at the same time. 7 billion people in the world today. He can meet our needs all at the same time. Hallelujah. The scripture says that God created the heavens and the earth by the power of His spoken word. The things that you see, the trees and the galaxies, the ocean and the sky, the heavens, they are all made from the power of God's spoken word. You know it. You believe it. The sun that rises every morning, the moon, every month, they were made from God's word. The power of His word. He spoke everything into existence. Praise God. The things, the Bible says, the things that we see are not made from the things, are made from the things that are not seen. Praise God. The spirit world is more real than the physical world. I said the spirit world is more real than the physical world. We are a spiritual being. We are only having a temporary time here on earth. Amen. We came from God. And we are going to go back to God one day. And we're only going to spend a few years here on earth in this physical body. But we are a spirit that lives inside this body. Amen. We might go early like Phil Hughes, 26 years old. Or you might go early like my other friend. I preached with him. I preached in his church on the last Sunday. On that Sunday, he was taken to hospital. Gone. He was the assistant superintendent for the church in Fiji. We went to school together. But you see, God made everything that you see today by the power of His word. Praise God, He spoke everything into existence. But when He decided to make man, you know the story. He made man, He knelt down, and He formed man, the Bible says, with His hands. Amen. Out of the dust of the earth. Praise God. And the Bible says He breathed into this man the breath of life. And this man, or this dust man, became a living soul. Amen. That's a miracle. I said that's a miracle. Hallelujah. We all have parents. Whether you know them or not, we have parents. But Adam and Eve don't have any parents. Their parents was God. Amen. God formed the first man out of dust in His image and in His likeness. Dust so that He is close to the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. That He cannot lift Himself up. That He remembers that He is still dust. But then He's also half God breathing His spirit in Him.
to know that he can be so close to God. Hallelujah. We are a miracle today. Today the scientists are still trying to find out how life starts. How life actually started. And they, you know, being in Darwin, the spirit is alive there because Darwin is named after Charles Darwin, the father of evolution. He believes that we just came off from a tadpole to some kind of fish to some apes, swinging and our tails falling off, and here we are. Then one day it was just a big bang. You know, it takes more faith, Brother Downs, to believe in the big bang than to believe there is a God. Hallelujah. None of these things can just happen. Praise God. It's a miracle. God performed many miracles throughout the scripture. Creation of Adam and Eve. You know, it's not a miracle to God. It's a miracle to us. Amen? There's no such thing as a miracle to God. We already mentioned that. He's all powerful. Can do anything. Anything at any time. Praise God. But I want you to see the picture here. He formed everything by the power of his word, except man. He didn't make man out of his word. He didn't say, let there be Adam. And bang, Adam stood up. No, he formed man out of what has already been created. Out of dust. And that's why man always finds it hard to follow God. Because he put in man the freedom of choice. Amen? All the other creatures, he can speak to the whale, hey, go and swallow this preacher who's trying to run away. And spit him out at Nineveh's beach. He can go and he can speak to the donkey. Tell that preacher. Speak to that preacher. To all the animals. He can speak to that fish and say, hey, bring a coin. Make sure, you know, one of the fishermen catch so that he can take it, pay his taxes. But when it comes to men, they don't listen to him. Because man was never made out of God's word. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why the first time we come and we listen to the word of God and we mix faith with it and we believe it and we act upon it by faith, and that will be the first time ever we listen to God's word and we go ahead and get saved. That is the greatest of all miracles. Hallelujah. Of all the miracles that God performed, we serve a miracle working God. I said, we serve a miracle working God. He is still performing miracles today. Praise God. Even while you are still listening today, God can touch you. God can heal you. God can heal you. God can deliver you. Praise God. You have been in services where God just filled people with the Holy Ghost without us praying for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaac's birth was a miracle. Bible tells us that Sarah was past the age of conceiving. Amen. She was 90 years old. The Bible tells us that our womb was dead. Hallelujah. And God performed a miracle. Amen. Brought forth a promised son, Isaac. Hallelujah. Praise God. Imagine 90 years old going. Hallelujah. Israel exodus from Egypt after 400 years there. In one night, God brought them out. And he kept them in the wilderness for 40 years. The Bible says their shoes, they never worn out. He kept them there. He fed them in the wilderness. He prepared a table before them every day for 40 years without fail. That's a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all throughout the scriptures, you can go back to the scriptures and you can read so many miracles. Elijah was a man of miracles. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, church, tonight, we serve a God of miracles. He still can perform miracles today. Hallelujah. Just like he did in Elijah's day, he can do it in our days today. James tells us that we are just like Elijah. Amen. We can pray. Hallelujah. The first Wi-Fi, you can just pick up, kneel down. We used to sing that story, that song, Telephone to Glory, Overjoy Divine. Amen. You can pick the phone, kneel down. You can't see him, but he's there by your side. Amen. You don't even have to utter a word, but he can hear your heart. Amen. That's a miracle. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Elijah, all the prophets, they were performing miracles. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture tells us we're not just going to be preaching enticing words of man's wisdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. But by the demonstration, the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. God is still performing miracles today in our midst. Praise God. But out of all the miracles, and when Jesus came, his birth was a miracle. It's nearly Christmas now. The world tries to remember what happened on that first Christmas. Hallelujah. But he was a girl. Never knew a man. And yet conceived. Hallelujah. The birth of Jesus was a miracle. And Jesus started off his ministry with miracles, turning water into wine, casting demons, healing the sick. Everyone that was brought to him, he healed them, the Bible says. Every forms of disease and sicknesses. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, tonight God is still in the healing business. Amen. I said God is still in the healing business because God is still a miracle working God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But his greatest miracle, amen, we find in the scripture tonight, he entered this place and I think in Mark it says the same thing. It talks about four men that lowered their friend down in front of Jesus. And the Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, and he said to the sick man, sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer. He didn't say, be healed. But he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And straight away, the man said, how can this guy forgive sins? But I believe Jesus was trying to show something. Not only to them, but to us tonight. Amen. That the greatest of all miracle is for your sins to be washed away. The greatest of all miracle is for you to be saved. The greatest of all miracle is for you to have a changed life. Amen. Because you can be healed and still not be saved. But you can be saved and still not be healed. Which one is more important? To be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus showed it on this occasion by saying, thy sins be forgiven thee. Emphasizing what was the most important thing. And of course, when they started murmuring or started accusing him, why, who's this guy that can forgive sins? Then he asked them that question. Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it's easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say arise and walk. He was trying to show them that he had the power to forgive sins. And then he told the man to rise, take up his bed and walk. Let me say that tonight, of all the miracles that God had performed, there's no miracle like a man. When a man finds God, when a man is changed, hallelujah. And let me tell you, when God changes a man, he can change us like we've never seen before. Amen. I said he can change us like we've never seen before. He can perform an operation in our heart and a miracle in our life. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise God. He can change us from the inside out. That is the greatest of all miracles. Hallelujah. Praise God. Peter, writing to the church in his general epistle, telling them that what God's will is. Everybody wants to know God's will. Amen? You want to know God's will in your life? But the first and the foremost of God's will, he says, is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise God. God is not willing that anybody perish. When he died on the cross and he rose again, he was buried and he rose again. He did that for our salvation. Hallelujah. That we can also be saved tonight. Amen. Above all else, we must be saved. I said, above all else, we must be saved. Whether he answers another prayer or not, whether he heals us or not, we must be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the greatest of all miracles tonight. God wants us to be saved. And we need to be saved. There is only one way to be saved. Amen? I said there's only one way to be saved. Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter, or he cannot even see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again when he's old? How can he go back into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus told him and said, I mean, this guy's a rabbi. And Jesus looked at him and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of people that want to go to heaven. But they want to go to heaven their way. They say there's many roads that lead to Rome. But Jesus stood and said on that day, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He didn't say, I am a way. I am a truth. I am a life. He said, I am it. I am the one. Praise God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The whole story, the whole idea of God making man and man falling, and God making a way for man to have relationship with him again, is for us to be saved. Hallelujah. Saved from what, you may ask? We read the scripture. We are facing a judgment. Amen? I said we are facing a judgment. Hallelujah. One day we all going to stand before God and answer for what we've done. Hallelujah. But instead of facing the judgment, God provided a way of escape for us so that we can run into this city of refuge, this place of escape. Hallelujah, that he has provided. You know, the greatest tragedy on that day will be the people that heard the message, the people that knew what they need to do, but they didn't do it. There will be the greatest tragedy on that day. Hallelujah. But God wants us tonight, hallelujah, not only to be saved, but to remain saved. Amen. Not only to get in the boat, but to stay in the boat. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we heard this morning, time is short. We are living in the last days. Hallelujah. Out of all the stories that Jesus could have picked, he picked two stories. One was Lot and the other one was Noah. Out of all the stories from the Old Testament that he could have picked, but he picked these two stories. And if you read before, on the days of Noah, the Bible says their imaginations were continuously evil. That it repented the Lord that he ever made man. Hallelujah. We live in that kind of day today, the day of Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living with it today, the changing laws. Hallelujah. God wants us to be saved. Hallelujah. It is God's will for us to be saved. Not only it's God's will for us to be healed. Not only God's will for us to prosper. You know, what I like about us is that we major on salvation. Amen? We major on salvation, brother. We can preach prosperity. You know, this word is full of truth. And there's principle in it that if you can take it, God will take it. Take you by his word. And it'll work for you. But there's truth there in the scripture about healing. There's truth in the scripture about prosperity. There's truth in the scripture about every other thing about our lives. But then there's truth there about salvation. What I find in our day today is that a lot of people are being sidetracked by prosperity. Why? Because they pray and God is bound by his word and God said, oh, I'll have to answer. I'll bless them because they took a principle of my word. But just because God blessed you doesn't mean that you are saved. Amen? But what they do is that now they have been blessed and they say, I must be right. I must be in right standing with God because I just prayed and God answered. You see? So when Brother Jonah comes and say, hey, you need to do this. You need to be born again. In water and spirit. They said, hey, I'm praying and God is answering. See, they have justified themselves. But let me tell you tonight, it's not about themselves, it's about God honoring his word. Amen. On certain truths that are in the scripture. But if you want to be saved, there is a certain truth there. The scripture tells us you must be born again of water and of the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's clap unto the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord tonight. God wants to perform some miracles in our lives. Even tonight, he wants to perform some miracles. Amen. Receiving the Holy Ghost is a miracle. It's a miraculous act that God, the God of the heavens, can come down and come and dwell in us. Hallelujah. You know, we can't change ourselves. Only God can change us. Hallelujah. I said we can't change ourselves. Only God can change us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let me say this tonight that God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Amen. But his number one plan, his number one purpose for us is not willing that any should perish. Amen. But that all should come to repentance. We do that first. Amen. A lot of people want to be used of God without being saved. Amen. But he wants us to get into the kingdom first. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was a young man. I drank and smoked and do a bit of drugs. I grew up in a God-fearing family. But when I was a teenager, I thought I was Superman. It's made of steel. I was going to do this and I was going to do that. I was going to go and play rugby when I came to Australia. I had my plans for my life. But God was calling me through his word. Amen. I went to a school. It was a boys' school. The teacher was a pastor. He started a church in a classroom. And boys used to go there. And we used to go past this Pentecostal church. They used to be raising their hands. And we thought that they were, you know, they were like girls because they were crying. And we used to say, oh, they're the church. Lotu tangi tangi means, tangi means cry. You know, they're the church of the crying church. They always cry. But one day I got invited, Brother Downs. by one of my junior boys. Went in there, invited me. They had a visiting ministry that day. And he preached. Till today, I don't know what he preached about. But I felt something in that place. There was something. I was raised a Methodist, but that was the first time I ever felt the presence of God. And I said, in my heart, I said, man, God is in this place. I didn't even know that that was in the scripture. Because I said, man, God is in this place. I went to the altar. I remember I went to the altar. I remember the pastor came and prayed for me. But 2 years later, I went back to my bed that day and I said, God, you know, if ever I go to Australia, I'll give my life to you. My parents were here then. My sister was here. If ever I go to Australia, I'll give my life to you. I was gambling my life. I knew it was the right way to go, to do. The brother told me, brother, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And the words just pierced my heart. I knew it was the right thing to do. But then I was gambling with my life. I came back. Then after school, I came to Australia. My dad said, hey, come to Australia. I said, oh, I don't want to come to Australia. I'll just stay here. I said, oh, come to Australia. I'll come for a month. Oh, he was tricking me. So I came. And he did my papers and all those things. Got my... And I stayed. I promised God, if ever I come to Australia, I'll give my life to you. And when I'm by myself, I'll be walking around, I'll be by myself in town, in Sydney, the voice would speak to me and say, hey, you are in Australia now. What are you doing? You're going to give your life to me? It was like me speaking to myself, but I knew it was God speaking to me. And the voice was getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. I joined some friends and go out partying, boozing, and all those things that young men in the world do. And one day I was coming back. I was in the train station, brother. And there were two friends beside me. But I felt so empty. I felt so empty inside. I felt in one weekend I did everything that the world offers. But I'm so empty. Let me tell you tonight, there's an empty world out there. Hallelujah. There's nothing out there that can fill the void that is in your heart. Only God can fill it. Because he made it just for himself. Amen. And I decided I'm going to go to church. I remembered vividly. I was in George Street one day, and the voice was so strong. I went inside this Australian Post. That time they used to have the phones inside the those yellow phones inside the Australian Post. I went inside there, and I looked up the yellow pages. Looked up the yellow pages. I remember this. This brother told me it's a United Pentecostal church. I looked up the yellow pages and I saw 172B, United Pentecostal, Belmore Road. Bode Road. And I rang up and there was a man on the other side. He sounds funny. It was Pastor Slack. And we started talking and he said, where are you from? My accent was totally different. I said, I'm from Fiji. I said, oh, yeah, we're having service this time, this Fridays, Sundays. And then he said to me, yeah, we got a Fijian girl. I don't know why he said that. On the phone, first time I ever spoke to the pastor, he said, we've got a Fijian girl here in church. Well, the Fijian girl is now the pastor's wife, Darwin. Hallelujah. God's got a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. I'm a miracle. Amen. Turn to the one beside you and say, you're a miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God still wants to perform some miracles here tonight. If you haven't been baptized, if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, you know, it's an amazing thing. Your sins to be washed away by the act of baptism. I don't understand it. How, you know, we don't understand how a cow eat green grass and produce white milk and yellow cheese, but we still eat it. We don't understand everything, but we just be obedient. Amen. God wants to perform a miracle in your life. When you actually step into the waters of baptism, if you've never been baptized, the Bible says He washes your sins away in the very act of baptism. Hallelujah. And He can fill you with His Spirit if you open your heart to God. The Spirit that made the heavens and the earth. You know, you can never defeat Satan on your own, in your own strength. But you need God's power. God coming to reside within you. Hallelujah. You can overcome temptation so easily. Things that you struggle with, because now He lives inside of you. That's the greatest miracle. And then He started to change you and mold you and change you and mold you. Every time you hear the word of God and you change and it chips off things in your life, the pride, the anger, jealousy, the envy, whatever, until He sees Himself in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Friends, He's coming back for a church without spot and blemish. Let's stand tonight. Can we have the musicians, please? Hallelujah. Praise God. The greatest of all miracles. God wants to come and change us and live within us. Hallelujah. To be saved. God is not willing that any should perish. I don't know where you at tonight, but God knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just raise our hands tonight. Let's lift our voice to the Lord. Hallelujah.